This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, what I can tell you is Damon Evans and I, he hired me. We're on the same page of what we want to do for this program, what we want to do for this university. His focus and my focus are exactly the same. So our focus right now is strictly the NCAA tournament and this team. But all I can say to that is that me and Damon are on the same page, and we always have been.
So that was Kevin Willard after Selection Sunday. He spoke to the media, and of course he was asked about the report. John Rothstein had it early on Sunday. The tweet said, sources Maryland's working on a new contract for Kevin Willard that will make him one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in college basketball. The deal will include one of the highest revenue share budgets in the country, along with a new $50 million practice facility. That facility, they announced the groundbreaking when they hired him, so that's got to be finished soon. Alas, no deal yet, but we assume it's going to get done, and supposedly they're working on getting it done before they leave for Seattle, which is tomorrow. Assuming this deal gets done, what does this mean for Maryland?
I mean, I think this is proven to be a sage hire. I've been incredibly impressed with Willard, and one of the things that I think makes people stand out in their fields and is so foundational in my history covering sports, but not everybody has it. It is the ability to quickly admit when you have done, when you've missed the plot, when you have skewed things too far in one direction, whether it is you've built too young of a roster or you've fallen for the same profile and type of player over and over and over again, or you've reached in a particular direction. Like, I think he probably knew by New Year's Eve last year that they were cooked, that the pieces didn't fit. We could see it early. They could see it early. And instead of try to salvage that thing or figure out who he could bring in on the periphery to prop some of these kids up and to try to make them who he thought they were when he plucked them from the portal or when he recruited them as hotly as he did, he was willing to scrap the whole thing. And I mean, this is only 2 years in. I mean, he's midway through his second season here.
Third year.
No, but I'm saying last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Like Christmas time last year. This guy is not even 1.5 seasons through his regime, and he's already realizing it's got to be a total course correction. And we've got to spend as much time, if not more, coaching up this group I put here that's not going to be good enough as we do making sure Derek Queen is coming here, making sure we're recruiting sharpshooters, making sure our portal work is at the forefront. Not everybody's willing to do that, and not everybody's willing to do that just a year and a half into a multi-year deal at a school and at a conference that he just got to. So I find that to be
it's refreshing,
endearing, like, when Bill Belichick was at the top of his game, Bill Belichick would realize when he messed something up before the league had, and he'd be pawning that thing off for you for more than it's still worth. Not quite as much as he paid for it, but whatever he put in draft capital, whatever he might have spent in free agency, if he quickly realizes it's not what I thought it was, you cut bait and you move on. And there's a certain ruthlessness to that, but there's also, you've got to be really comfortable in your own skin, and you've got to be a little bit cocksure to do that kind of thing. And I applaud him for doing it. And I think he got a pretty good sense of what it's going to take to compete in the Big Ten. And look, I got to give him credit, too, for getting these boosters to spend. I mean, they're saying, like, the people who are spending now, they didn't just get rich. Like, they didn't hit the lottery for $1 billion. Like, their pockets have been deep forever.
And 2 years ago, they weren't willing to spend.
Well, and I'll tell you who sucked at that part of the job. Terge.
Yes.
And Terge here now would have really sucked, as much as the world has changed since he quit on the Terps to now. How much it's continued to change. You've got to buy that. You've got to be able to sell your vision. You've got to be a salesman. You've got to be willing to do it, to put that time in. And you've got to be a closer. Because, I mean, we all like Damon Evans, but who do you think is the closer?
No, it's the coach.
Yeah.
They got to like the coach.
Yeah, and they got to buy in that if I give you this much money, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, how I see it with Kevin Willard, he came in year one. I think we'd all agree he overachieved. That was more Turgeon's team, and he was able to win a game in the tournament. It was a big swing and miss last year. And I think you can say this year they vastly overachieved. This team was predicted to finish 10th in the Big Ten prior to the season, and he just hit home run after home run after home run in the portal. But all of those guys had question marks. Jacoby Gillespie coming from Belmont. Selden Miguel was sixth man of the year in the AAC last year. Rodney Rice has barely played basketball over the past couple of years. How is Julian Reese, the senior, going to blend in with Derek Queen, the five-star freshman? But what we saw, especially at the end of the regular season, and we played that clip during his introductory press conference during a TMI a couple weeks ago, bringing the swagger back to this program and finishing those last two home games back-to-back sellouts where there was so much buzz, and we were there at the Michigan State game where the students are lined up to get into the Xfinity Center hours and hours and hours before tip-off, getting the buzz back for Maryland, and you just hope that this is sort of just a stepping stone.
Well, the key, Jason, and you're right, is the money. Like, the getting the boosters. If they're going to be competitive in revenue sharing, that allows them, because, you know, who were we talking to yesterday? These are employees now. They get paid. This isn't the old college basketball system where, you know, that they get their food and they get travel and they get some gear maybe every once in a while. These guys get paid now, and if you can pay competitively with the other schools, you can get
the best players.
But
think of the buy-in he's going to get from the boosters now.
Yeah.
Because it worked.
Yep.
Worked. Not only is it getting the right group of kids with the right mentality at the right price who can do the right things for you on the basketball court, but it's got to happen fast.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are going to be here for a year, and so it can't take you 3 months to gel. And so he showed this year, when I get it wrong, I'm the first to admit defeat. I understand my shortcomings and will go hard in a different direction. I'm not going to just try to play my style or push what I believe in down people's throats. And I can get a group to believe in itself quickly and get it into gear. Because let's face it, it's going to be a totally different team next year.
Well, and I'm not saying he's this guy, but what made Pat Riley great is he could change. Like, Pat Riley was the Showtime Lakers. He gets to the Knicks, and they're playing bully ball. Like, it's a completely different.
First game that was on TV this year, what did I do? I came in here and said, it's a completely different team, and they play, I don't even recognize this style of basketball.
Yeah.
I literally don't even, this is not Maryland Terrapins basketball. We haven't seen this style of Maryland Terrapins basketball in a long time.
Yeah, it was going out and getting the shooters. And now you're just hoping you can put the cherry on top, finishing this season strong, getting to at least the second weekend of the tournament. You're going to have a first-round pick in the NBA in Derek Queen. That's only going to reflect strongly on your program. And then, by the way, going back to the $50 million practice facility that should be opening, you would think, soon.
Yeah, they broke ground on that at the Willard press conference. They announced that, yeah. So, like, that should be done.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, have you been on that campus? It's not like there's not a lot going on on that campus. They just built a football facility, an alumni facility that are state of the art.
Yes, you know that they're doing a lot, and
like there's cranes galore.
Yeah, well, it's like a city there, College Park. We have a huge Tuesday show. We are going to be very busy today. It's the calm before the storm, first night of the first four, which you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan, Westwood One's coverage tonight and tomorrow of the first four games. Guest-wise, we get started at 3:30. Our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard. We'll talk Ravens, O's, and Terps with her. Clarence Hill has covered the Cowboys for a long time. He's with a website now called alldallas.com. We'll talk about Cooper Rush with him at 4 o'clock. Rob Bradford, EI, covers the Red Sox, but also baseball isn't boring. Get his thoughts on the Red Sox, the AL East, and more at 4:30. And Chris Nockey, how's he feel about how the Big Ten tournament ended and the Terps' draw heading to Seattle this week? He joins us at 5.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the three teams that we obviously follow the most closely and care about the most in this town. And Rob Bradford, like, depending on who you trust and who you believe, this Rafael Devers thing is far from smoothed over and all nice and cuddly. Like, he's not traveling with the team to their exhibitions in Mexico. I don't really know that he wants the DH. So we'll discuss some of that.
That was a lie earlier?
I think what he's saying outwardly as a person who's paid a lot of money to play baseball in Boston and understands Boston fans might be a little different than what he's saying privately to Cora when he looks at some of these lineups. He's had what, like an ouchie all year?
Yeah.
The kind of ouchie that, boy, that can pop up at any place, any time. It's a back, right? Isn't it a back?
Yeah.
And that's tricky bone. Bone backs. Now, if he's got a zero gravity mattress like me, he might have no excuse. Well, he'd have no excuse. You couldn't play that card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saw Westy. They got Westy the right mattress. And I don't know if that was Mattress Warehouse or not. It could have been.
It could have been better whatever the heck you were sleeping on before.
Boom. I think he got like a mattress topper.
I think they shipped him a mattress down there. And there you go. Obviously, a lot to talk about with the Terps. And interested to hear from Ronnie Stanley. So.
Yeah, the savings they get on not showing the spring training games got them a mattress for Westy. So that worked out very well. Coming up next, Terps take on Grand Canyon on Friday. That's a 4:30 tip. Pregame coverage right here on 3:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Any concern about an upset? Could Grand Canyon beat Maryland? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.